The record, could you state your name and your ADC number for us, please?
My first name is Boy, B-O-Y, last name White. ADC number is 216317.
Okay, Mr. White, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my left is Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair, and sir, and all the way over to my far left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, sir, and also with us today, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Oliveri, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the hearing, this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I don't have an attorney, sir. I'm just here for myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I would like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Sir, today your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision has been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. I need you to respond whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, Mr. White?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, the first allegation on your warrant states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of marijuana, THC, on or about August 3rd, 2016, per the test lab report dated August 4th, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, it's true.
Okay.
But with an explanation.
Okay, sir, when we go into phase two, we'll give you the opportunity to explain that, okay?
Okay, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, your second allegation states that you're in violation of Condition of Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in threatening activities on or about August 18, 2016 in Maricopa County. Sir, is that true or false?
What was that again, sir?
Allegation number 2 states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in threatening activities on or about August 18, 2016 in Maricopa County, Arizona.
No, sir.
Okay, that's false?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, your third allegation states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3 as demonstrated by your changing of your place of residence at Quality Inn, 9455 North Flat Canyon Highway, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about August 19, 2016. Without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that's true.
Okay. Sir, because you stated that allegation number 2 is false, I am going to Mr. Oliveri to get some additional information from the parole officer.
Allegation number 2, on August 19, 2016, the offender's father-in-law, Bobby Thompson, the attorney at Francisco Escamillo, he stated that on August 18, 2016, the offender spoke to him over the phone and made threats of violence towards him. On August 22nd of 2016, Francisco Escamillo received a fax written statement from Bobby Thompson of the threats made by the offender, White Boy, number 216317. According to Bobby Thompson, on August 18, 2016, the defender stated that, quote, he was going to put a bullet into his head, into the head of his son, Matthew Thompson, and into the head of his mother, Diane Thompson, quote. Mr. Thompson stated that the offender stated that, quote, he, Bobby Thompson, will never see it come because he does not know what he looks like, quote. Mr. stated the offender also made a comment, quote, he was going to sexually molest him and his son prison style, quote.
So, Mr. White, did you hear what the parole officer just read?
Yes, sir.
So, What's not true about that? Is that not true?
The whole story is not true, sir, because I don't know these people, and they just don't like me because I'm married to their daughter.
And so you didn't have a conversation with them or threaten them? Did you have a conversation with them?
No, sir. I never had a no conversation. No, I don't even talk to these people. Honest to God, sir. I don't know these people. I never talk to them.
So, Mr. White, do you have a cell phone?
Excuse me?
Do you have a cell phone?
I had a cell phone, yeah. It was belonged to my daughter, but no, it wasn't mine's. It was my daughter's. Because I don't know how to use a cell phone, really.
Do you remember what that cell phone number was?
No, sir. No, sir.
Does area code 602-551-4121 ring a bell to you?
No, sir.
Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. White and allegations number one and allegation number three, I am going to find that he was delinquent and violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company. And then an allegation... allegations, I'm kind of just not sure if there's enough in allegation number three to substantiate that allegation or... So in allegation number... two, I'm going to just find that there's not enough information to find to substantiate allegation number three. So I'm going to say that not in violation on allegation number two.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, Mr. White, based on your admission on allegations number one and allegation number three, you're going to find that you are in violation of your terms and conditions of your community supervision. As far as allegation number two goes, we're going to find that you're not in violation. So we're going to move on to phase two of your hearing at this time, sir. During phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. White, to get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Oliveri.
Offender White was released from the Department of Corrections on June 24th of 2015. He was arrested on December 8th of 2016 by West Mount Police Department in Illinois on new felony charges of theft and possessing fraudulent ID. He was returned back to ABC custody on September 10th of 2017. He has 111 days suspended. His projected supervision end date will be on March 9th of 2018. Current conviction, 2006, theft, 11 years. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ABC. CU and IR scores are 3-1. Mental health score is 3, SMI, and his substance abuse score is 1. There is no STD gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 1989, criminal impersonation, Illinois, felony conviction, probation. 1999, trafficking and stolen property, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2005, burglary, second degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2006, fraudulent schemes and artifacts, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2006, possess, sell marijuana, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2006, burglary, second degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. And in 2016, theft, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk level is a G1, B2, and status of charges. An email was received from parole supervisor Scott Fleshman. Offender Boy White, number 216317, was arrested by Westmount Police Department, Illinois, on December 8th and 16th, after absconding for 111 days. Offender was also charged with felony theft, possession of a fraudulent ID, and obstruction. The offender received 18 months for the theft, and the other two charges were dropped.
Okay. Okay, so Mr. White, you were released. When you were released, you were to reside at the Quality Inn, 9455 North Black Canyon Highway, and you didn't have any other residence to live at. So were you working? It also says that it doesn't verify if you had any work during that period of time. Were you working, sir?
Yes, sir. I was doing landscaping work.
Okay, you were doing landscaping work, sir. So while you were doing the landscaping work, so why did you leave and go back to Illinois from the Quality Inn without a parole officer's permission?
Sir, because we put in for interstate compact to go visit my dad, because my dad is really ill in Illinois. Mm-hmm. So I thought that my parole officer, Mr. Kevin Exposito, told me to go and visit my dad in Illinois.
And so, if he told you to go visit your dad, you wouldn't have absconded for 111 days. So why didn't you contact him?
My sister contacted him.
Okay, but you signed the paper. But you're supposed to contact him. Why didn't you contact him while you were in Illinois, sir?
I don't know, sir. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, sir. It's just that I don't know.
Okay. So, sir, it also says that you tested positive for marijuana, and that you also had, looks like maybe two where you were supposed to test, but you just didn't submit a urine sample.
I did show up for THC because I went to an AA meeting and somebody gave me a cigarette. But I didn't realize that it was a marijuana cigarette until I lit it up, and then I made a mistake and I took somebody else's cigarettes.
So why is it that you have a couple of times where you were scheduled to test and you didn't submit a urine specimen?
I don't know that, sir. I never was told that.
So it says here, sir, on June 8th or 16th, you were placed in a treatment assessment center. Your color code, your sign line. You were responsible. You won urine sample under the color lime on 6/23. You failed to submit a urine sample. Then on 7/14, you were placed at the agency discretion, and you were responsible for two urine samples. On 7/14, you submitted a negative urine sample, and then on the August 3rd, the defendant submitted a urine sample that tested positive for THC. Then it says on August 4th, you were assigned a task color of peach, and you were not responsible for any specimens during that period of time. So it appears that your CO had been working with you and verbally recommended for your use of THC, and they assigned you another color. So, sir, it does concern me that you went back to Illinois, you went out of state, and according to your PO, you didn't have permission to do that. But not only did you not have permission to do it, you didn't make any effort or attempt to contact or work with your PO while you were there. And had you not been arrested for felony theft, and possessed a fraudulent ID in Illinois, you would not have contacted your PO, sir. Why? Can you explain why you took those actions?
I don't know, sir. It was just stupidity.
Okay. All right, Mr. White. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Sir, if there are no additional questions coming before the board, is there anything else you'd like to say to this board before we go into discussing, Mr. White?
Yes, sir. I'm really sorry, and I apologize. And I'm sorry. I apologize. And it won't happen again. I promise.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. White. The board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to reinstate or revoke your community supervision. Sir, we're going to ask you to remain on the line, however, to remain silent while the board is in discussion, sir. The board's now in discussion. It appears, Mr. White, he can't get by this 111 days that he absconded, said he went back to Illinois to visit with his ill father. However, he made no effort or attempt to contact his PO personally during those 111 days that he was there. While he was there, he got arrested for a felony theft of possession of fraudulent ID, which may be that he knew that he may have had a warrant for his arrest, which, you know, is probably why he had the fraudulent ID in Illinois. And then he was convicted of felony theft there, and the other two charges were dropped, and he did 18 months there in Illinois before he was brought back here to Phoenix for the felony theft. He has a release date of March 9th of 2018. I think it would be better said for Mr. White, who's shown that he has absconded for 111 days, and not only did he abscond, he committed another felony while he was out on parole. Therefore, I don't think that Mr. White would be suitable for community supervision, and I am going to move to revoke his community supervision, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and condition of his supervision, had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. Okay, Mr. White, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on March 9th of 2018, sir. I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear and participate in your hearing today, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. White.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Okay.